This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Pakistan is reopening key NATO supply lines to Afghanistan. The move came after the Obama administration again said it regrets the loss of life from errant U.S. airstrikes last November. 24 Pakistani soldiers were killed in that incident. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the long diplomatic squabble ended up costing U.S. taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called her Pakistani counterpart, Hina Rabbani Kaur, and reiterated deep regrets over the incident in Salalah last November. According to spokesperson Victoria Nuland, both women acknowledged mistakes.
The intent here is that we are both sorry for the losses suffered by both our countries in this fight against terrorists.
She said she wouldn't parse the statement further or describe it as an apology, but the statement was apparently enough to get what the U.S. wanted, the reopening of the ground supply lines into Afghanistan known as the Glocks.
It was expensive for us during the period when the Glocks were closed. One of the things that has resulted from this is that we have restored the Glocks. And we are going to be paying the exact same amount as we were paying before. So we are back to significant savings here.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta recently said it was costing the United States $100 million a month extra to get supplies into Afghanistan through a northern route. Nuland says she's hopeful that things are now back on track. It did take a while, but Brian Katulis of the Center for American Progress says that's not surprising since there's a lot of baggage in the relationship.
So it's hard, I think, to rebuild that mutual trust. But I think this deal is a step in that direction. And I think it's important also to note that the U.S. will not be paying any additional transit fees as Pakistan once demanded. The fact that it backed down from those demands is a sign that assertive diplomacy, staying engaged here, can actually produce some positive results.
He says Pakistan also benefits from this agreement, though it may not play well in Islamabad. Shuja Nawaz, the director of the South Asia Center at the Atlantic Council, agrees, saying for years, Pakistani leaders have been fueling anti-American sentiment.
So there is a very difficult job for the government in Pakistan to sell this rapprochement to its own people.
Nawaz says a parliamentary session on this issue that should have taken a couple of days lasted months, complicating negotiations over the transit routes. In the end, Pakistani officials accepted a statement that Nawaz says falls short of a full apology, though Secretary Clinton does say she's sorry for Pakistani losses.
Sorry was very hard to get to, but sorry may not be enough because there are still some very serious fault lines in this U.S.-Pakistan relationship that persist.
Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.